Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
That is right, children of God. That's what we're all about here at Cross Lutheran. This is the Crosscast. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And what day is it today, Kiki?
It's Great Poetry Reading Day.
National.
And it says, in this case, great is probably a synonym with snooty.
Oh, well, they don't look snooty. They look great. They don't look snooty at all. We're going to have readings from four of our mighty eagles today to celebrate Poetry Day. But before we get there, you heard Miss Patch reading the school verse, the Thessalonians verse. I got to ask you, Miss Patch, we are counting them down. Three shows left after today. I know next week it'll be May, National Day of Prayer. We do our show again next Thursday. What is joy as a Christian educator? What does joy mean to you?
I think joy for me as a Christian educator is just being able to walk into this place every day and knowing that we're not only going to teach and learn, but we're also going to have the opportunity to shine our light and to shine our light of Jesus in all circumstances, really. And no matter what is going on, that's the reason that we're here.
Awesome. Got to say, Kiki, man. The school brought it yesterday with the hallway scene. Really, really loud. Really, really energetic. And so you can probably tell I've been working on the gala video because I've been very busy.
You've been stressing about You've been emailing me about it. Let's say that.
Do I appear stressed to you, Via?
No,
I don't feel stressed, but it is a busy time of the year. After we get back from the break, we're going to go to our poetry readers. But before we get there, speaking of joy, joy is knowing that we've got great, great former students out there doing great things. Ole Miss pitcher James MacArthur, Mr.
Ooh.
MacArthur's son, was the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, Freshman of the Week. I think it was Freshman of the Month, actually. He's a New Braunfels High School graduate across Lutheran.
How did they, suggest, though?
Well, I'll tell you how they suggested it. He had 11.2 innings pitched, only gave up 6 hits, 11 strikeouts, no runs in 2 appearances. That is dealing. Now, for you soccer players that don't know, that's a real sport. Those are real results. But congratulations, James MacArthur, state champion of our 2011 boys basketball team. And congratulations to the whole MacArthur family. I know they're all very proud of him. And when we get back from the break, we're going to poetry, man. It's National Poetry Day, and we'll do it all right after this.
This is Principal Corey Brandenburger, and you're listening to the Crosscast.
And we're back. All right, Kiki, take it away.
Okay. We have Mia Post here with us with her honorable mention with her poem. What's the name of your poem?
The name of my poem is Walking Pencil.
All right, and you can read it to us. Go ahead.
Okay. My pencils keep all disappearing. What's happening to them, I don't know, and I'm fearing. I started with 20, and one by one, the number diminished, and I'm left with none. I'm convinced they just upped and walked away. What do I need to do to make them stay? Right now, I'm just borrowing pencils from friends. I'm going to be in debt by the time the school year ends. I feel scatterbrained. Am I losing my mind? Not one of my pencils can I find. They're not under the couch. They're not under the chair. I've looked and I've looked. They're not anywhere. My mechanical pencils, my ballpoint pens, I lose them and lose them time and time again. I'm disappointed in myself, forgetful and stressed. I'm turning into one flaming hot mess. It starts out with pencils, but what comes next? Papers and essays, maybe even whole tests. I'll just have to take it a day at a time. Maybe then I can retain a bit of my mind.
Wow. Ooh. All right. Tuesday night, my son came to me. No, it was Sunday night, and he said, "I need new number two pencils." And so I went to the closet where we keep extra school supplies, and I said, "Here you go." He goes, "No, I need Ticonderoga number two pencils." And I'm like, "Does it really make a difference? Do pencils make a big difference?"
Yes. No.
They do. Okay, glad to go to Walgreens and get Ticonderoga number two pencils. Great job, Mia. Great job, Mia. Thank you so much. All right, up next, heading this way, somebody I've known a long, long time.
And probably even a longer time. After
even a longer time. Our good buddy, Kendall Jeffers, and Kiki's going to ask you the name of your poem, and then you're going to read it once you get it horizontally or vertically. There
you go. First question, before the name of your poem, what place did you get in the contest?
I actually got second place
for middle school.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Then what's the name of your poem?
My name of my poem is Scary Night.
Ooh, I'm scared. Go ahead.
Scared already.
Boom, pow, crackle. That was the sound of the crackling lightning and the powerful thunder on a dark and scary night. Trees are trying to break in my house by scratching my window. Red eyes under my bed and spiders under my stairs. Rats in my bed and snakes in my closet. I ran downstairs to find my mom and dad, but all I found was a bunch of dolls in my parents' bedroom staring at me. I ran for my life, trying to get out of the house. I had nowhere to go. The doors were all locked. Everything, every spider, doll, snake, red-eyed monster, and rat surrounded me. I was trapped. They came closer and closer and closer. I gulped. My heart was beating loud as a drum. You can hear it miles away. That was me screaming as I fell out of my bed, and my mom and dad came running in my room. "What's wrong?" they asked. I sighed a really long sigh of relief as I realized it was just a dream. I told them all about my crazy dream. It was a dark and scary night.
Wow, girl, that was scary. Yeah, way to go, Kendall Jeffers. Middle Jeffers, as I referred to her around the church.
You name all of them Jeffers.
Big Jeffers, Middle Jeffers, Little Jeffers. Up next, hey, speaking of national, what a better way to celebrate National Poetry Day. In addition to the city competition, our next guest, Haley Mabrito, or as I call her, Sonic Boom. She's on her way to the state competition at TCU for poetry and PSIA, so a stone cold poetry boss. And go ahead, Kiki, take it away.
What place did you get in the competition?
I placed third place.
Ah, then what is the name of your poem?
Imaginary Friend. I have an imaginary friend who loves the weekend. He does not like to go to school because he thinks that it is cruel. He does not like to read history books. He'd rather catch some nasty crooks. He does not like to take showers. He'd want to show his awesome powers. He always has a good time, whether we are playing with slime or fighting crime. He likes to have a lot of fun while running under the toasty sun. If we do not hang out forever, he will go find a new kid wherever.
All right, Haley Mabrito. There's our guest. Oh, next, the thunder from down under.
The little Australian girl.
Oh, my goodness. I've been looking at the gala video all week, and I've got pictures of you and your brother from way, way back. And so her name is Chloe Johnson. You're also helping us celebrate Poetry Day. Take it away, Kiki.
What place did you get in the poetry contest?
I got honorable mention.
Right, cool.
Then what is the name of your poem?
Treasure.
Ooh,
there we go, Treasure.
I swam and swam but could not see a precious item that means so much to me. It was gold, silver, and shined so bright, my treasure that fell off the boat that night. Years had gone by, so fresh. On the beach, so splash and gold. I ran into the ocean, so water splashed on my face. Could this be my necklace? My heart started to race. I grabbed it quickly and breathed a deep sigh. A smile came to my face and a twinkle in my eye. The necklace my dad gave me, I found at last. On the memory, so fast. I now see some. No, but I lost it. I lost my dad's necklace my dad gave me a lot of times before.
Well, I know how that feels. All right, thank you so much.
It was just an ocean scenario.
That's, hey, that's a poem. some other people, but we were on a riverboat cruise in North Queensland in Tully, Australia, and the guy that was doing our boat trip, it was like a rafting trip, kept making fun of me.
Oh.
He kept saying the Mexican from Texas.
What?
And I was like,
what?
Yes. And I said, what? I'm not. I said, I'm from Texas. I'm American. I said, I'm not. I've never been to Mexico. And he's like, and so I said, if you say it again, we're going to
have some problems.
Fight. And so he didn't say anything for a while, and we were going down the river, and then he started singing this song. He said, Mexico, Mexico, never been there, but I still want to go. And I jumped from the front of the boat onto him, and he grabbed my necklace, and we both fell into the water.
Did he tear it off?
He tore my necklace, so I lost the necklace. So it's on its way to whatever ocean's right there by the Great Barrier Reef.
Filled with all those nasty creatures.
Congratulations, Kendall, Haley, Chloe.
And Mia, who's
and
not
Mia,
here.
Mia, who left, eighth grader. She's busy. You know how it is. She got stuff to do. Congratulations. Thank you so much for sharing your poetry with us on National
Great Poetry
Only the Crosscast could bring you real live poetry on National Poetry Day.
For special like that.
All right. Hey, folks, don't forget, it is not too late to get signed up for the gala.
Yes.
Not the gala. The gala this week.
You said it right this
time.
It's
a roaring good time for a swell cause without notes.
Without a
pamphlet. So what did you think the other day in the hallway? It was pretty loud, right?
Yes. It was hectic. And no one complained about the music being too loud.
No, I did see some people holding their ears, but they had been warned. They had been warned.
Yes.
All right.
So,
hey,
but
folks.
No one complained.
All right. Hey, listen, folks. We've got, with 3 minutes left on the show, believe it or not, Kiki, with I think 3 shows left starting next week on National Day of Prayer. Kiki and I will talk off the air about what we're going to do for that, so stay tuned. But it is time, with 3 shows left, to start Mr. Podcast. If you can believe this, I think it was in 2011, whatever year we first got the iPads, and things just didn't work out. Either I had a scheduling conflict or there was something going on where we just couldn't ever get it done. But
weren't
we got
you
going to
do it with Caitlin?
At one point we were, and then that turned into the One City Under God show. It's been a lot of fun. So I want to thank Mr. Brandenburger. And, of course, it was so cool to hang out with 8th grade yesterday morning. Even without the technology working.
You got so mad.
I hate it when things don't work. Because I think in 2016, everything should work. So don't forget, folks.
Well, life doesn't work sometimes.
Sometimes it does not. And it's a good lesson to remember. But, man, I got in the hallway. Joy.
I felt joy
yesterday, and you see it.
I felt the enthusiasm.
Remember what we're doing here. It's not always about things working exactly as they should. It's about what we do here. And then I recorded Pastor Fraker talking about the meaning of joy and what we celebrate here. Man, we couldn't have picked a better person to read that than Mrs. Pat. She's really been
eighth grade homeroom.
Just been a wonderful example of joy and Christian love here.
It's
for
so fun
so long.
To hang out with her this year.
Yeah, she's awesome. All right, hey, time to go. 3 shows left. We'll see you next week on National Prayer, right?
Yeah.
All right, my name is Jason Dias. You've been listening to Crosscast alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
Say goodbye, Kiki.
Goodbye.
And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Both of us. Oh, God, sing your song and rejoice for the love that He